This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
This is the news you missed. From the FM 99 studios in Chesapeake, here's Rick Rumble.
Thank you once again, Kira O'Brien. You look lovely dressed as a pilgrim.
She does.
Fantastic. The news you missed is brought to you by
Papa Joe's Smoke Shop. Visit the newest location in the hilltop area of Laskin Road right by Wasserhuhn Brewery and visit PapaJoesVB.com. Papa Joe's Smoke Shop, where everybody smokes happy.
Well, we start this morning at the White House, where it hasn't made it into the official news yet, but later today a big event is taking place. Today is the day when President Biden will continue the time-honored tradition of the Thanksgiving turkey pardon.
Yes.
He will be pardoning the Thanksgiving turkeys. The turkeys up for pardon this year are peanut butter, jelly, and the Build Back Better plan. Pardon that turkey. Footnote, Senator Mitch McConnell will not be attending lest he be mistaken for an actual turkey and somehow grabbed by the giblets.
Oh, you don't want to have I don't think we're going to vote. I don't see a
First it was Mariah Carey teaming up with McDonald's. Now it's Taylor Swift teaming up with Starbucks.
Yay.
Fans can now order Taylor Swift's favorite drink by simply asking for the Taylor Latte. The Taylor Latte is true.
Oh, my gosh.
Described as a grande caramel non-fat latte with an extra shot of hurt feelings and two pumps of revenge.
That's what's so sweet
in
it.
Starbucks is hoping when their relationship ends, she'll write a song about it. Kraft Heinz is recalling some of its Country Time lemonade mix over fears that it may be contaminated with small shards of metal.
Well,
that's going to be hard to drink. A spokesperson for the company says that consumers can return their Country Time lemonade for a full refund or mix it with iced tea and enjoy an Arnold Pewter.
Arnold Pewter.
At an auction of movie props this week, the volleyball known as Wilson from the Tom Hanks movie Castaway was sold for $308,000.
Wow.
Leaving officials wondering why the apple pie from the movie American Pie got no bids.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
Why didn't they get any bids?
I don't know. Without Jason Biggs, it's not as good.
Do you know what he did to the apple pie? Would you like to have that? I don't think you would.
Oh, come
Even
on.
Rod Fitzwell would not like that apple pie.
He's like, we'll just cut around that part.
Yeah. And finally this morning, speaking of movies, the official trailer for the film Pam and Tommy dropped yesterday.
Ah, yes.
This is the story of the sex tape scandal surrounding Pamela Anderson and Tommy Lee. Officials for Hulu say they're only releasing it on grainy VHS tapes.
That would be amazing.
That would be great. Every week, stories of all kinds make up the news, and so does this guy. For the news you missed on FM 99, I am Rick Rumble.